C for crocodile. The crocodile is an animal that interests me since a few years. I'm an avid collector, not only collector of things, but also collector of tropes. I think part of my practice as a dramaturg and writer is to collect tropes. And 4 or 5 years ago, Werner Herzog made an interesting film, Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans, which has several animals in them. And somehow in this mainstream bad cop movie, you have animals that can hardly be placed. So they represent a kind of wildness of nature spilling into culture, but also of tropes that cannot quite be placed, that bring up stories and fantasies, yet they remain alive in themselves. So ever since, I've been fascinated by crocodiles in cinema. And looking around a bit the past years, there turned up a lot of crocodiles in recent films. For instance, the film of Werner Herzog later on, The Cave of Forgotten Dreams, ends with an albino crocodile, to which we might return later on. There is, last year in the Berlinale, Taboo from Miguel Gomez, which all revolves around a melancholy crocodile. And there the crocodile somehow symbolizes secrets, different ones. It symbolizes the love, the secret love of a woman with her neighbor, somewhere in a colony. It symbolizes the suicide of the husband. It symbolizes the colonial past and its secrets. So somehow this crocodile keeps turning up, and it, if the crocodile is a predator, it swallows also words. It swallows, perhaps culture. And so the taboo is what gets eaten by culture gets embodied by this crocodile in that film. So that's fairly interesting. Or recently there was a blaxploitation movie, in that idiom, called The Paperboy, which has a crocodile hunter in it. It's an all-over-the-place, totally over-the-top film, like blaxploitation is. It has this kind of high pulp quality. It speaks about the emancipation of black people, but in the end, nothing makes sense. And in that sense, it was a great film, because in Hollywood, everything has to make sense, and this film didn't make sense. And it plays in Florida, and of course, the alligator is a cliché also there, but still traveling into the jungle, somewhere halfway that film, and they're meeting a crocodile hunter who is just ripping open a crocodile. It's a profoundly weird scene that somehow symbolizes all these things that we cannot explain. So it's the crocodile seems to have a dramaturgical function, I would say, in these films, as symbolizing something that we cannot place. And we can go further back in history, like Alligator, the famous horror film from 1980, I think, and perhaps one of the first horror parodies as well. So it's somehow a postmodern film, but...
And what relation would the crocodile have to the piece that we are working on at the moment?
Well, this I don't know yet, but I know that in the last collaboration with Martin Nachbar called The Walk, we had a worm. So an earthworm that never quite found a place in the piece, but it's really triggered our fantasies. And we could explain this as that the worm symbolizes the earth, as that which we walk upon, that also turns the ground into humus and into a humic foundation. So that what we walk on, that what kind of feeds culture. But that's all philosophical blah blah in the end. What the worm in the piece does is that it's just a scene where we puppeteer a huge worm that transforms into a portable roof. And it actually brings desire And the fact that we all shared the fantasy of fantasizing about worms and doing things with that animal, that desire gets transplanted into the piece by having the worm as something that symbolizes a desire of itself. So we still have to find a crocodile for animal dances, but for sure there will be one.
Yeah.